Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair has begun his campaign for a second term. Speaking in Birmingham yesterday, Mr. Blair promised an ambitious program to revitalize public services over a 10-year period, which, as it happens, would actually mean two more terms under the British system. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Birmingham.
An incumbent prime minister took the unorthodox step of presenting himself as the maverick in the June 7th general election. Tony Blair called for radical reform of the healthcare system that's been the backbone of Britain's welfare state, an overhaul of an education system that still depends on class privilege, and an upgrade of a rail network that is the most outmoded in Europe. Blair reminded his audience that 4 years ago, he promised a start, not a revolution.
And a second term for New Labour means more change, fulfilling our purpose of marrying together a well-run economy and a decent, just and fair society where opportunities are available to all. And to offer, in that, a new political choice to people and a different type of government.
The platform envisions a greater role for the private sector. That's especially controversial within Blair's own party, which only a few years ago was in favor of mass state ownership. Shortly after Blair outlined his new promises, critics confronted him outside a hospital about delivery on his old ones.
Absolutely appalling. And if you'd just like to go and have a look at it, then you'll find out just how terrible it
I'm
really
very
is.
Sorry about the situation.
No, you're not very sorry, because if you was, you would do something about it. They're understaffed. They've got terrible facilities. The toilets are appalling.
And Blair said his party's platform is not a manifesto for a quiet life. Earlier, he spoke of sweeping away old barriers, dogmas, and vested interests.
And if this manifesto is driven by one central idea, it is this: how we create a society in which people rise to the highest level their talents take them, whatever their background, class, race, or position. That is our vision, and it is one worth fighting for.
The government moves towards Election Day with a balanced budget, low inflation, and healthy prospects for a return to power. Historically, Labour has had difficulty getting re-elected, but the latest polls put Blair's party 15 points ahead of the opposition Conservatives. This despite the foot-and-mouth crisis and nightmarish episodes in the national rail and health systems. Political commentator Michael White says Blair can thank a Conservative party that is still foundering 4 years after its defeat.
They've gone through a political equivalent of a nervous breakdown, and it's taken them a while to put themselves together. It is certainly true that if the Conservatives were in better shape at this election and had a different leader and were moving into the centre ground rather than the core vote right ground, they would be running Labour much harder and would get a better result.
The Labour Party platform makes only glancing reference to U.S. plans for a national missile defense, and is also noncommittal on the euro, an issue that stirs emotions about national sovereignty. Blair said there would be a referendum on whether Britain would join Europe's single currency, but declined to say when. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Birmingham.